AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Dallas.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop.
Chief Eddie Garcia says a 13-year veteran of the force, Brian Reiser, has been arrested, charged with two counts of capital murder.
This criminal investigation dates back to 2017 with the death of two unrelated murder victims. We received information through a witness that implicated Reiser in both murders.
Garcia says the two men were not involved with Reiser's job as a police officer. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says because of intelligence about a plot to storm the Capitol today, the House is not in session.
If in fact there's any troublemakers around, it made sense.
Intelligence uncovered a possible plot by a militia group. Alabama's governor is bucking a GOP trend and is extending her state's mask order. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Republicans in Texas and Mississippi lifted their mask mandates, and Kay Ivey's been under pressure to do the same. But she says Alabamans must keep wearing masks for another month.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus.
Ivey's noting big drops in daily virus cases and saying Alabama's rounding the corner. President Biden yesterday lit into other governors who've dropped the mandates, equating it to Neanderthal behavior.
What everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president would rather people followed science and federal health recommendations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California will be setting aside 40% of all vaccine doses for people who live in the most vulnerable neighborhoods. A corrections officer is suing a county in New Mexico over a requirement first responders and other employees be vaccinated. Stocks have turned lower. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment edged up last week.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. The nation still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did in February of last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in New Zealand say the tsunami threat has passed after a shallow, powerful earthquake struck off the northeastern coast. There was no immediate report of any serious damage or casualties. The quake was centered under the ocean about 100 miles from the city of Gisborne. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.